thousands of people celebrated the life of legendary basketball coach Dean Smith yesterday. His family, former players, and longtime friends paid tribute to the man, coach, and leader at a memorial service in Chapel Hill. Smith passed away earlier this month following a long neurological illness. He was 83. Jeff Tiberi reports.
Inside a building that bears his name and beneath dozens of banners he helped to raise, Dean Smith was memorialized on Sunday.
You know, I never, ever walk into this great place without looking up.
Former UNC System President Erskine Bowles was among the speakers.
Dean Smith had the heart, the mind, and the spirit of a genuine leader, a teacher, a champion, a leader who always seemed to do what was right.
Bowles recalled Smith's sharp memory, attention to detail, and how uncomfortable he was when the focus turned to him. That was something former player Mickey Bell noted as well.
As I look out over this huge crowd, I can't help but think how Coach Smith would absolutely hate this. As you know, he did not like to be center of attention. He did not want to be in the spotlight. He was a very humble man.
For 36 years, that humble man from Kansas guided the UNC basketball team. Under his watch, Carolina won 879 games, earned 11 trips to the Final Four, and claimed 2 national titles. His legacy extends beyond basketball, though. Speakers recounted life lessons and a fierce loyalty. Here's Eric Montross.
He brought the fight for desegregation to college sports and used the game of basketball as a vehicle to carry the message, a faith-based message of humanity, onto a national stage.
Montross was one of the many future NBA players to come out of the Carolina program. 1986 graduate Brad Doherty was another.
The one man that was going to be standing there right beside you, no matter what, was Coach Smith. Coach Smith believed more in me than I did myself. And because of that, I have tremendous homage to pay to him the rest of my life.
Coach Smith retired from college basketball in 1997. His former assistant Roy Williams took over in 2003, and today is the new patriarch of the Carolina basketball family Smith created.
What to say about Coach Smith right now is a celebration for me, because it's been hard. I said it the best way I could yesterday at the start of the game.
Coach Williams paid homage to Coach Smith during a game Saturday in the Dean Dome against Georgia Tech. UNC began the game in the four corners offense, an iconic play devised by Smith decades earlier.
I would like to encourage all of you to tell people what they mean to you. At the private service with the family and the Letterman, I told them a story that I had never told Coach Smith that I loved him. And I've regretted that.
For nearly 2.5 hours, an assortment of speakers paid tribute to Coach Smith. Billy Cunningham is a 1965 graduate of UNC and played on Smith's earliest teams. He joked that the struggles of those teams helped provide Smith with humility. Cunningham also said that 50 years after his graduation, the wins and losses aren't what he remembers most.
Well, he showed me over and over again that one person can truly make a difference. And that's what he did. And he also taught me that I must follow in his footsteps and do these type of things to help others. Because that's who the man was. And that's the standard that he has set for all of us that are here today or watching on TV.
Dean Smith would have turned 84 this Saturday. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.